It's time to explain yourself with Joe and Rory.
I had a period where I wore headphones for about 6 months.
Without taking them off.
Yeah.
So you warm to bed and everything.
Yeah, no, I got ear rot. And but they broke. Mm. They were actually Beats at the time. Mm. You know the Beats? You know Beats?
I know Beats.
Yeah. Sugar Beats.
Sugar Beats by Dre.
Yes, that's the one.
Sugar Beats by Dre.
That's how I got the ear rot. They broke and I had to go to earphones. And ever since I've now got... I don't know where they are, but they're fucked up. I've got some fucked up earphones I wear all the time now.
Because when you first put these on, you actually put them on upside down, sort of like a beard wrap. So it did seem like you were a bit out of practice with wearing these.
Yeah.
You've got the right idea now.
Yeah.
They're not plugged into anything. So that's kind of where you're going wrong.
When you give your little brother the controller that's not plugged in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is just going to be you guys talking and then a silent map.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The camera's not rolling on you. No. Like, the mic's not plugged in.
No.
Like any of that.
No, yeah. No. You're just sort of like a crash test dummy as far as
podcast. Yeah, no, that's fine.
We were going to use you as an actual crash test dummy as well after this with our cars because we haven't had them tested in the factory properly. Mm. So if you're cool to like drive... 100 miles an hour into a wall.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, just a little experiment after this.
Yeah.
That would be massively appreciated.
What car are we?
It's a Renault Clio, like a 1997 one.
Yeah, a lot of protection in the front, a lot of...
It should tear paper against the wall. It should really crumple like a tin can.
Yeah. That's not because of the crumples only, that's just because of the poor design.
Mm. Yeah.
Really old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be crashing into like a brand new, the latest lorry.
Did
you hear the new lorry just dropped? Actually?
Yeah, that new vague model.
Oh god, it's Elon Musk is getting into lorries now exclusively. Tesla lorries, self-driving, self-deprecating, self-loathing.
It's got an AI with low self-esteem.
It actually needs a little bit of...
So that's why it swerves into cars, so it's good for crash test dummies,
so you're because actually
it keeps
there,
trying to like, kill itself.
Not only a driver, but a life coach.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're all right to crash into one of those, which is like state-of-the-art, really built like a brick shit house.
Yeah. It's called the brick shit house, actually.
Yeah.
That's the name of
which we all know what one of them is, right? A brick shit house.
Yeah.
I call it a toilet, but I think some people still go by brick shit house.
Yeah. I've been called a brick shit house before, and I went, I don't know if that's a compliment.
Was that as part of a sporting thing?
It was, and it was a blokey bloke thing, and he went, you're fucking built like a brick shit house, you can play.
I went, was that rugby, I'm guessing?
Football.
It was football.
More to do with your scent, I think, was the reason he called you.
Yeah,
that's right. Because you smell a lot of bricks.
He could have just said you built like a brick house, but...
He just added the shit
in there,
and hence coined the term
brick
shit house.
Built like a stinky brick house.
Yeah.
Full
it doesn't
of people
sound
shit.
As...
No, it's not as catchy, is it?
Brick shit house.
Yeah. So that was when you were playing for the Bolton... Wanderers.
Yeah, the Wanderers.
Who are a football team?
Mm.
Rugby team?
Football team.
NBA? Can't remember.
Football.
Yeah, football. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
This is... I don't know if this is comfortable.
It was meant to be a whoopee cushion, but it didn't go off.
It didn't make any sound.
No, it didn't make any sound. It's
deadly.
I mean, looking at it now, it doesn't actually look like a standard whoopee cushion. I think we accidentally just bought a cushion.
Mm.
So the prank didn't work. Could you, if you wouldn't mind, just like actually farting for us, just to make it look?
We'll put it in post.
We'll add a fart in
make
post.
It look really embarrassing, and then make your cheeks look really red. Like after you've done it,
just up here.
Yeah. And the little sort of like anime and style, tear in the ear, in your forehead, whatever that is.
Yeah,
like your sweaty temple.
You get like the cross, like you know the cross shaped vein throb.
Yeah, usually when great embarrassment has happened in the Tokyo high school.
We had a lot of like anime post-production to our podcast, so...
Yeah.
I think that's what gives you the sort of like the edge.
Yeah. We have anime wives as well, actually. We
both got a body pillow each, haven't we?
Yeah. Mm. We're each married to the same computerized... It's basically a hologram wife from Japan. She only speaks Japanese. So we're not really sure what she thinks of us, but we are fighting for her attention and love every day, and we're both losing, I think.
God.
Yeah. I'd recommend the company that if you look, are you in the market for a Japanese hologram?
I wouldn't mind shopping around.
Yeah. What kind of thing are you looking for?
Just the wife ones.
Just that. Yeah. The wifeys. Well, yeah. that is a guarantee. That is the one thing they are supposed to do.
They do the wifing, do they?
Especially the amount that we paid for them. You would expect them to be around. They are incredibly sexually frigid.
Right.
For a hologram that was designed by a man. It's unbelievable how little they'll put out.
Yes. Have you managed or is it?
No,
still both versions, aren't we?
No. Yeah. Well, we both sort of approach from each end of the hologram, but obviously we just both go through it and end up sort of doing stuff with each other. Which we don't usually realize.
We've started turning the hologram off now, haven't we? Just sort of cut the middle.
Yeah, because we know what's going to happen. So,
How are those headphones going? Are you feeling like they might be worthy of the Beats replacements? Or
yeah, I mean, I might go back to headphones. It's sort of like a winter thing because I get quite cold ears. You get red ears.
I get a cold nose, so I would quite like a headphone that's like.
So that would be
would be good.
Yeah.
But
that would keep you warm.
Alas.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre doesn't. That's where his medical expertise ends, apparently, is the ears and not the nose.
Mm.
I think he's missing out on a whole market there of everyone who has a nose and a cold nose.
Most noses. People,
yeah.
Yeah, there's as many nostrils, twice as many nostrils as people.
That's a verified. We can verify that. We're happy to verify that.
What's the hot this or that going around that's like doors or wheels? Have you heard that?
No.
Like people on TikTok debate, like, is there more doors or more wheels in the world?
Oh, in the world.
What do we think?
What a boring thing to debate for this children. Usually,
it's a very Victorian thought experiment.
A common L for Gen Z, to use their language against them. Are you a Gen Z or are you a millennial?
I don't. If I told you my age, could you then work that out? Because I don't really.
I think 95 is the cutoff for millennial. I think
going which way?
We have to run it through the computer.
Like 95 and back is millennial.
Okay, so I'm a Gen Z then. I'm 97. I'm 25, but
so you're so you understand this doors versus wheels thing.
I see the appeal. It's one of those sort of things of what I've been wondering about.
There's another one which is eyes versus legs. I think
that seems like a competition in like an old ladies crossword magazine or something like that. Like it's like a
like guess the sweets in the jar.
Yeah, it's like a raffle question or something. Like how many eyes are in this? How many doors are in this jar?
Well, how many boiled sweets are in the jar?
Yeah. How many?
I could imagine that being a successful TikTok. It's literally just the sweets in the jar, and then people
just comment.
I feel like I've seen it on a live before, something like that, because it's like a raffle. We should just do like a TikTok raffle. Village fate.
Yeah.
Are you city or country?
I'm a country boy.
You're a country boy? Yeah. We're country boys. Where are you from?
Country town. Fleet.
Down
the M4. It's a hard
one. You confidently said you were
I know.
Compared to London, I guess. It's
Well, it's close enough to tell people, like, when I go on holiday, I'll be like, if I ever do, I go, oh, I'm from London. But you would never say it to anyone.
So you're country enough for there to have been village fates where you have to count the boiled sweets in the jar.
I've been to those. I've experienced those.
Have you correctly guessed them?
Never, not once.
No I've
never always come, never come there's close. Always a lot more than I think, because I look at the front and I go, okay, so there's like 100 you can see. Everyone counts, and then I go,
you try and do the volume calculation.
Yeah. But it's I always underestimate sort of the breadth of these glass jars.
You go width, length, always forget breadth.
Breadth is that third dimension.
That's it.
Which it escapes me.
Because
it's length, width, breadth, and then time is the fourth.
That's the one.
So how many of these exist at a particular moment might not be the same from moment to moment, especially when I'm around them, because I start eating them while I'm counting them. So I'm like, well, whatever the number is, it's 10 less than when I started counting, because I've got 10 of them in my mouth. So then I try and count how many I've swallowed, and then they ask me to leave the fate because I've ruined it for everyone else, apparently. Which
Yeah, well, they're just not advanced, are they? They're not doing the like quantum entanglement thing. No. Like, well, now I'm observing it, the numbers change, isn't it? It was in a state of...
I prefer to go, I prefer to count them on the way out as well. Like, once I've had, you know, 1,000 of them or however many is in there,
see if they all come out.
One at a time, which is that's how
The other end, you mean?
Yeah, that's how I usually... have a bowel movement is every one for every specific item that I've eaten. every recipe in there. Yeah, I think most people it sort of crushes everything together into one unit. But for me, it's like if I have a full roast or something, then I'm getting like a Yorkshire pudding coming out. I'm getting a chicken coming out. I'm getting leeks coming out, but like individual cut sliced leeks. Peas are a nightmare because who knows how many peas I've had, and that will come out one at a time. It's a full-time job and a medical emergency. And I just I thought it was important that you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now, Rob, for knowing that?
I feel a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you've been sat. I've seen you for about half an hour now and you haven't been. Yeah. So you're clearly storing.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going.
Backed hard. Up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going now.
I'm going now. Yeah.
Was it doors versus eyes?
Did we establish how many more there are in the world? Doors versus wheels, I thought it was.
Doors versus wheels, yeah.
What do we think?
What do we think?
It's got to be wheels. It's got to be wheels.
What's the rationale?
So,
is it any wheel?
I think any wheel. Any wheel. Size of wheel. As long as it's wheel-shaped or operates like a wheel.
So it has to operate as a wheel.
I mean, well...
Catherine wheels.
I think, yeah, I don't know. It's
because that's a semantic thing.
I think it is a semantic argument, really.
That's true. It's not fundamentally a wheel.
No, Catherine Wheel. That's what TikTok is known for, sort of semantics and philosophy.
And Catherine Wheel videos. That's all my For You page is just Catherine Wheels.
I think that speaks more to your interests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're quite sexually into Catherine Wheels, aren't you?
Well, it started off with like following a lot of women called Catherine and then, and then a lot of sort of like motorist kind of stuff. And it's like the algorithm is throwing up Catherines and wheels, so you must be into Catherine Wheels. So now it's exclusively Catherine Wheels, which actually is more sexually gratifying to me than the women called Catherine.
So it's sort of unlocked a new fetish for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It knows you more than you know yourself.
What are you getting on your For You, Rob?
What's your fetish on your For You?
What's your bread and butter?
Yeah.
I get a lot of sketches. Got a lot of sketches.
Yeah.
A lot of,
as in drawings.
Yeah.
A lot of
drawings, mostly animals, rhinos and giraffes.
Drawings of rhinos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Just sort of those safari type animals.
Yeah. TikTok is best for still images, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice to have a look at a picture of a rhino every now and again, just unwind.
Yeah, no, it is.
So you're on Rhino Talk.
Yeah. I'm on Rhino Talk, Rhino Sketch Talk. And
do you comment, stay on Rhino Sketch Talk?
I do.
Yeah, commenting to stay on Rhino Talk.
Do you leave like the wall of rhino emojis as your comment?
Well, that's I had to copy and paste that into my. I'm using it so often that I had to paste it into my notes so that I could then anytime I saw the rhino thing, it wouldn't run away from me until I just jump into the notes, put it in,
nice,
paste it. Next video I get is going to be Rhino Talk.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of it as well. Yeah. It's a very competitive industry.
I'm just worried I'm never going to get through it.
Because you want to see it all, don't you?
That's what you want is to complete TikTok.
I need to,
When is this last video going to just keep coming?
Yeah. I think I'm in the billions now for rhino sketches.
Yeah. And you never see the same one twice as well. They're very distinct as well because famously rhinos, I can always tell a rhino apart from in a lineup. Yeah. Your usual suspect style lineup. Yeah. I know which rhino is which.
Yeah, because
rhino is Kaiser.
You had
Sozo.
That, didn't you? You had a crime perpetrated against you.
I did.
By a rhino.
Yeah. It was it was a financial crime. Actually, it was embezzlement, which was quite unexpected. I was really outsmarted by this rhino. And
it was an email scam, wasn't it? That he fell for.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. He claimed to be.
It was all just gibberish letters because he was smashing the keys with his horn.
Yeah, so it was basically what I was taking from it, a lot of money.
You just found a random PayPal and just emptied your bank account into it.
Yeah, which happened to be his. it happened to be his one. And
seems legit.
Well, it's got you thinking, what kind of rhino has a PayPal account? And
they all do. That's part of the thing, isn't it?
Well, it turned out it was.
They're one of the most fiscally responsible safari animals.
Hmm. The thing is, I'm not sure it was a real rhino. I think it was. I might be misquoting this, so this might not work. But Ace Ventura, which I've seen once very briefly, was that a real rhino? Or was he a rhino? He was operating.
He was operating a rhino from within.
Okay, so my point is that it was Ace Ventura that scammed me, not Jim Carrey. It was Ace Ventura.
Yeah,
and he was. But
this has happened
to
you a lot, so this is like a lot of different rhinos have pulled this on you.
Yeah, yeah, all Jim Carrey characters have done it.
The mask, it was
the mask, the Grinch, what's the God one? Bruce Almighty,
Liar.
Liar, liar, yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber. So at this point, it's just the films that are doing it to me. It's not even the characters
you're
in the
films.
You're
actually being, scammed by titles.
I was scammed by The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because he was somewhat scammed in that film into thinking that his life was real, which is something that I have also been scammed into thinking. I'm sort of like a Westworld style robot, I found out quite recently, that Joe programmed. And he broke it to me like on my birthday as well, which was I thought was quite cruel.
Your first birthday?
My first birthday, yeah. So I've known her for a while and I'm quite used to
but
it.
You are
one now.
Yeah.
So you look like a lot older.
Yeah, yeah, that's how he designed me.
Yeah. To look like an old man.
Quite an old man.
You look really old.
I look old for one, definitely. I'm not looking great for one.
Yeah, that mullet is not hiding anything.
No. It's. I'm not sure why you gave me a mullet. I could really.
It's just, one of God's cruel games.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I like to play God, and this is my creation in my image.
Yeah, because he was doing a lot of stuff that he would never do for himself. So he gave me the mullet, made me quite a bit weaker than him as well, which is not.
That's
really
just a safety precaution, really.
In case I turn on him,
it's one of the there's like very strict rule. There's like robot laws.
Yeah,
like if you make a robot, you have to adhere to, I don't know, like NASA's robot laws or something. So I'm very diligent about that.
Yeah,
and this is the result. If you try to make me one for one, but you adhere to the robot laws, this is what you get.
Yeah.
A camel is a horse made by a community.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Rory is Joe made by NASA's.
Yeah. I wish I was made by NASA. I was made by an amateur. He doesn't know what he's doing. So a lot.
I just got the PDF on that forum.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, isn't it? Like that's what they're talking about nowadays. Is we come to a point where you can 3D print an ear on a mouse or something. That's what it is.
Well,
you can have these amateurs making Westworld style.
If you had like the best 3D printer in the world, what would you get out of it? What would be your first print?
First print.
Yeah.
Like I'd start with furniture. Do you know, I'd love to like make the chair, but then you put the fabric over it. You know, like you make the base, because
so
I never
the
find
is printed.
A very comfortable chair.
You do the upholstery yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd be like, all right, that's the chair I want.
Can you just print the whole thing?
Quite modest.
It's modest, isn't it? Yeah. I have these. I have a lot of very small problems that I want solved in life.
I like the specificity of it.
I think I would probably go the other end of the spectrum and get a nuclear weapon so that I could become a superpower.
Right.
Just me.
I would go the other way and print the upholstery and build the foundation, the structure myself.
Can you print upholstery? Yeah, you can, can't you?
I think you can do like nano joints. So it'd be like it'd still be made out of plastic.
Yeah, but it wouldn't feel like, would it?
I think it'd be uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah. But that's why I like my chairs. Super uncomfy.
Well, your chairs are both going to be blown to smithereens by my 3D printed nuclear bomb anyway. Mm-hmm. So you can talk about it as much as you want, but you're getting absolutely flattened by me if you look at me wrong.
Fair enough.
Look, you've created.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did dial the patience dial to zero.
And the aggression to 10.
Yeah. Let me just
because
it's in the back, isn't it?
Yeah. It's I keep starting wars with countries. That's the thing, is I'm not like kind of getting into bar fights. I'm like actively trying to start wars with nations. To very little avail at the moment because I don't have my bomb though printed.
Yeah, yet. I want to go back to the other question that was like this or that. What was it?
Doors or wheels,
and then it was eyes or legs.
Yeah,
are there more eyes or legs? So that's a question about who's lost more, or what has been lost more, an eye or a leg? What's easier to lose? I feel like an eye must be easier to lose.
Do you reckon?
But then there's the insects.
I'm surprised.
There's the millipedes of the world.
It's not just human eyes.
Right.
Yeah. But I feel like having your eye out, I'm surprised. But
there's a lot of flies, isn't there? So yeah, they've got a lot of eyes.
That's true. And yeah.
Just several legs.
Spiders, they've got 8 of each.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Humans, 8 of each, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, they're all like in a row. So if something happens to these, they sort of come out like a vending machine. And just vending like the next one pop through.
Yeah. Have you lost your baby eyes?
I did lose my baby eyes quite young, actually. Mm. Yeah, my adult ones never came in properly, though. So I've still got like.
I've got 2 glass ones in right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you didn't need them as well.
I just fancied them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit more.
Yeah.
Like resilience to wear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was worth the trade.
Because you're kind of similar, Rob, don't you? You don't have glass eyes, but you have quite a lot of glass in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And that's it's sort of like a punk, like body hanging. What's it called? Like body suspension, kind of in with the whole like piercing tattoos, like body suspension and everything.
Scarification.
They now put like kind of dusted glass like underneath your eyelids.
Well, that's,
What is it you get from that?
So you put the dusted sort of like glass in, you know, as you would with like, do you wear glasses and have contact lenses?
He designed me to have 20/20 vision.
Right.
Yeah. So my glasses are sort of programmed in.
So you wouldn't quite understand this, but you put the dust in, it sort of goes back as you would with contact lenses, and you end up having sort of the glass in the back of your eyes, just for life.
Yeah. So it doesn't actually work scientifically, does it? As as a glasses replacement, it just tears your eyes to shreds at the back.
Yeah. That was one of the fatal flaws in the design was that it causes excruciating pain to the wearer.
Yeah. Constantly as well, which you're handling very well.
Thank you very much. I have a lot of practice.
No, that's good. That's good.
What gives you the ick?
Huh?
Well, what would you give yourself out of 10?
Out of 10.
Well, I'm trying to rattle off the annoying street interviewer questions.
Yeah, no, hit me with it. What's the worst accent in the UK?
Oh my God, it's got to be British, isn't it?
Got to be, English. Either English, Scottish, Welsh or Northern Irish, I reckon.
I hate Welsh accent.
Oh God, the Welsh accent. Yeah. The kind of posh, upper-class accent.
Yeah.
The Welsh accent.
Oh, I hate Welsh accents.
Yeah.
I'm a moneyed man. You can hear the sort of Welsh accent coming through. I don't know how
I think the worst accent is where we're from, which is Norfolk, Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be one of the worst.
By which you mean best.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, can you not speak about the motherland like that?
I apologise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like we've probably got the broadest spectrum between a neutral Suffolk Norfolk accent to what it could have turned out like.
Yeah.
And there's no real rhyme or reason as to why we didn't get it.
You're not jarring at all.
You wouldn't really speak to these.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I mean we could have picked something up.
A little bit.
We could have picked something up. Yeah, there's no reason why we didn't. What's the Fletch Flicky? Where are you from? Fleet.
Where's Fleet?
It's down the M3, just sort of Hampshire.
Hampshire.
Northeast Hampshire.
Yeah.
Of Wood Mac fame?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, if you will.
Yeah. So what's the accent there?
This.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty much.
Can you describe a colour?
You escaped it. Oh yeah, red is the angry one. it's the hot one.
Yeah. So it's the wealthy one.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So we all hate
wealth accents. Apparently.
Yeah.
It's a bad accent to have. You can't get rid. Well, you have to empty your bank account in order to get rid of the. Don't you? So
you have to have the procedure done to your vocal cords to have it. Like, you know how people get like touched up, they have a little bit of lip filler here and there. Mm-hmm. Some people just get their vocal cords
You got touched up as a boy, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that for you?
Yeah.
It was good. It was
your uncle did the procedure, wasn't it?
Was, yeah. Yeah, very thorough.
Yeah, it's much more popular these days.
To do it. He removed my accent. Yeah.
With his mouth and tongue. I think he decided to go in from the top.
From the top down. Yeah. It was a top down procedure.
Yeah. That's what he called it. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's great that you managed to kind of get that all sorted early.
Yeah, yeah, that's all done now.
Prison now, isn't he?
Yeah.
What was that for?
For what he did.
All right.
Doesn't put good faith in the justice system, does it?
No, not really. Yeah. No, just like a good man. He was just trying to do a bit of Botox. How much Botox have we all had?
Well, I've had none, but I know where conversation's going. So I'll let you tell.
Yeah, how much Botox have you had?
A little.
You had a little Botox, yeah? What are you going for?
I got some cake down here.
You got the, oh yeah? You went full Victoria sponge.
Yeah.
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 That's what you're going to ask for.
Yeah, I went in and said, can I have the Victoria sponge? Yeah. Get down, just get on your belly.
Extra jam.
jam is a low tier filling for me, for Victoria sponge.
Yeah, that's what actually goes in, like the lips for like dermal fillers and everything. It's just jam,
strawberry jam.
It's really frustrating because you can't, like, it's so close, but you can't actually taste it.
Yeah,
so but you're when like you, running your lips.
I think it's one of those things, sort of like, so you can, when someone kisses you, they go,
yeah. And when it bursts, it's like a medical emergency, but like also it's like, well, this isn't so bad because this tastes like jam. If you like jam,
yeah.
If you're allergic to jam, then it's not a good thing. It makes a medical emergency twice as bad.
That makes sense, actually, because whenever you go into the doctors and you fill in like the form, it's like, are you allergic to jam? Mm. Yes or no?
Yeah.
So I see why that was there.
You do wonder why like some of the questions are on there, and you go, well, is that going to apply to it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had any sexual relations? That's not going to apply to it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never no. Keep asking. Always no.
Yeah.
I usually tick no and write obviously over the top of it as well.
Yeah. When it says sex, I say no, thank you as well.
By choice.
That's it. Yeah. Not a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of your business.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's also surgeons covering their tracks because if like you have like brain surgery or like open heart surgery and then you wake up and there's still like a lot of red everywhere. It's like, it's a strawberry jam. Calm down. Like you ticked the you said you weren't allergic to jam, so you're fine.
Yeah.
And then you pass away from like blood loss and then you can't do anything about it because it's just, like, oh, they said it was jam.
It's just the broken NHS.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The deliciously...
Deliciously defunct NHS.
Yeah.
That's the rebranding, is that now?
Yeah.
It's going well.
They made the whole thing sort of like picnic material based, I think was a bit of the problem because of a lot of that like kind of British pride and everything. It was like there's a lot of tying in with like nationalism with it over the pandemic and stuff, you know, Save Our NHS and the Captain Tom Moore stuff and everything. And I think they started tying in like sort of picnic baskets and replacing like quite important tools with like Scotch eggs and
you put Tom Moore out of his misery, didn't you?
Yeah, it was me that killed Tom Moore, actually.
It needed doing. So.
Yeah, he was actually, well, they predicted he was going to live another 20 years because he was in very good health.
That's too long, isn't it?
But it was an accident. I didn't mean to do it. It started out like I didn't mean to do it. And then I did realize what was happening and I basically didn't stop. He was snoozing on a park bench because he was actually homeless. And I sat down on the park bench and that was like where his face was. And then I saw the rest of him, walker and all, like kind of from the side of me. And I heard him struggling. And then I sort of realized what was happening.
Flat
and
as
like,
a pancake by that point.
Yeah. He was really not taking the weight very well.
No.
And then, you know, you would have thought.
A lot of flailing before you noticed as well.
Yeah, a lot of flailing. I was like, oh, I'm pretty comfortable, to be honest. Like his sort of wrinkled face is really... is really kind of supporting my posterior, which is quite weak. And, you know, I can see he's on his last legs anyway. So I did get up. He didn't die that way, but I unloaded my new 3D printed gun into his skull.
Yes.
Completely.
Just to make sure.
Just because I
wanted like a horse with a broken ankle.
Big bit of target practice. I had like a big sort of like target like a bullseye target next to him
yeah.
that I was aiming for, but I'm a really bad shot, which is why I was practicing, and it just unloaded into his skull. Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah. Speaking of, where's your poppy? Speaking of which, no, she's not wearing one. That's quite a political statement.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I walked past about 30 guys.
Yeah.
Selling poppies.
Mm. And you just knocked their thing like, from underneath.
You just,
like,
I didn't know, yeah,
just
yeah.
Decided it wasn't for you? Or
Not for me. And not for anyone else.
Well, because we had ours on, but they fell off when we were bowing at the Winston Churchill statue. So we have an excuse. And our bodies
We always come to the studio via the Churchill statue.
Yeah, and we bow.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see
those guys. I've seen you.
And we curtsy as well, and our poppies happen to fall off, so we'll be picking some more up, but we do have spares tattooed all up and down our body, absolutely covered.
Mm. Like your Yakuza style tattoos.
Yeah. We're going to get teardrops of like little poppies, like one for every man that died during World War I and World War II, so it's going to go on for quite a while.
Yeah. There was a lot, wasn't there? About 24.
There's at least quite a few. It was about a minibus worth of
Baker's dozen.
That was what happened. They were on the way to the war and they crashed on the M1 in a minibus and unfortunately there was a whole British army, and then that was the war to end all wars.
Yeah,
that happened to Man United, didn't it?
They were at war.
Yeah,
and they were going to war, and their plane crashed.
Yeah. Mm. That was World War One, and then World War Two. What happened was they all went on the Smiler ride at Alton Towers, and it crashed. Obviously, got a bit of a reputation for that.
Did that ride crash?
Yeah,
the Smiler. Mm. Yeah, that was the one that crashed at Alton Towers during World War Two.
Yeah,
and then the whole British and European army was on it, and they all died.
Are you a theme park fanatic, Rob?
No.
No,
I go. I've been a lot. I've been too many times.
You don't like exhilaration?
I don't. No, it makes me feel sick.
Mm.
Sick to the bone.
Like morally sick.
Yeah, morally. I can't believe that they would. It's disgusting.
Mm.
What they get up to
and how fast they go. No human should be moving that fast.
Mm. It's fast track to hell, isn't it?
If anything, yeah. Mm. No, it is. Yeah. So I just can't. I don't.
Which are the ones that you've frequented?
Which of the two in this country?
Oh, there's maybe three.
Yeah.
Did you have a local one? Because we had like a lesser, but
yeah. What was yours?
Pleasurewood Hills. It was called
Pleasurewood Hills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You repeated it
as if you'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
Almost as if. Did it come out like that? Yeah. No. Very familiar.
Yeah.
Pleasurewood Hills.
Yeah. It was our uncles again brought us to Pleasurewood Hills. Yeah. It was less of a theme park and more of like an actual hill.
Cabin in the woods.
That they would lay their jackets down and begin their procedures, their Botox procedures.
Yeah. So we had Pleasurewood Hills. What did you have up in Hampshire?
Welcome to Pleasurewood Hills.
I was fairly near a thought park, so
there was no competing.
It was the best one.
Did you have what's it called? So there's Butlins.
Mm.
We had Pontins.
Mm.
Did you have a Butlins competitor?
What tin did you have?
No, we didn't have any tins.
No tins?
No. Moneyed men.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Centre parks, I'm guessing.
I think some people went to centre parks. But yeah. It's cycling, isn't it? Centre parks. A lot of cycling.
Cycling is about a percent of what you can do at centre parks, my friend.
Never been.
Let us tell you about centre parks.
You can cycle from activity to activity, sure. Mm.
And around the residential area in the evenings. Lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that cycling was the meat, was the end.
No, it's the beginning and the end.
It would be a very expensive bike ride.
Well, that explains a lot to me, because I was like, I don't want to go to centre parks. What for?
You've got the rapids, which is swimming, open air swimming.
We've got golf.
You've got golf.
Mm. We've got squash sailing. Mm. We've got
restaurant area.
Yeah. Mm. We've got nude mud wrestling for the mums.
Yeah. Yes.
And all the dads waving dollar bills at them. While the kids go and play. That's the main adult activity.
You buy in your centre park's bucks when you enter, and then you leave the kids at the kids' play pen or whatever, and then the nude mud wrestling starts after dinner.
Mm. Yeah, I was at centre parks when I found out Michael Jackson died. I remember singing
I think everyone was, weren't they?
Yeah. I think that's when Michael Jackson died as well. I found out because I was the one who discovered his corpse.
Yes.
Because he'd fallen off his bike.
Do you remember where you were, Rob?
When
MJ passed.
When MJ passed.
I think that's none of your business.
It's a very personal question.
Yeah.
But I mean, you go into detail about it.
Where were you on the night?
On the night. Yeah, so.
MJ's death.
I'm trying to remember where you were, actually. It's not.
It's interesting that you were nowhere to be seen, apparently.
No, I was. Yeah,
as far as I'm aware, anyway. I haven't heard your name mentioned in any of the reports.
No. Completely expunged from all reports.
What was your alibi?
I was 8 years old. At the time, which isn't too young to kill.
No,
it's not, is it?
I think the youngest child ever tried as an adult was around that age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's time.
It could have been me.
Could have been.
But I had the concrete alibi of being asleep.
That is actually an amazing alibi for any crime.
Yeah. I was asleep at the time.
You can't prove I wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you were wearing an Aura ring or a Fitbit. Which tracks your sleep.
Which is the worrying thing about technology these days, is like you can't even
get away with murder anymore.
You can't. Not it doesn't happen anymore because of the Fitbit and the iPhone and the
Well, thankfully MJ died sort of before all that stuff came out again. Or did he? No, I suppose like the iPhone was out when MJ
He died in like 2008, maybe.
I can't imagine Michael Jackson holding an iPhone and wearing a Fitbit. Though that seems like two different eras.
But you can.
Me,
so. If you looked at this man and you can't.
I can't imagine that man doing anything strange. That doesn't work for me.
Well, 2008, I feel like the first iPhone was out by 2008.
I think so. Sure. You're right.
I find it strange that like Bob Dylan could wear a VR headset if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But. You know, I haven't seen it, but it doesn't. It's too different.
I would guess that he has.
Mm.
You think?
I mean, he's a rich guy who's like will be invited to interesting things.
He's playing Beat Saber.
To
Blown in the Wind. You know, Beat Saber, the musical game. Like, VR game where you like hit the notes with the lightsabers.
Yeah.
I think Bob Dylan's doing that to Blown in the Wind.
they're trying to. Do like a Bob Dylan Beat Saber edition, to market that. Because what platform is Beat Saber on? What is like the VR console of choice?
I don't know. Is it Oculus or something?
Oculus is owned by Facebook.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So is Metaverse a console?
You're Gen Z.
Grandma's struggling a bit.
What's Meta, Mr. 97?
Metaverse is like sort of like the Xbox, but like the new version of the Xbox. You get a Metaverse control.
And Metaverse. What is it's involved? But that's Microsoft.
Not sure it is.
Xbox is Microsoft.
Xbox is Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Which is Bill Gates. And he's...
Meta is Facebook,
which is
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
An Oculus.
So you're telling us... I can't keep up with this. Have they become friends now, Mr. Zuckerberg?
They're crossing swords now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
kissing on the mouth.
They're crossing sabers.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. So you get a Metaverse in every home. Mm. A lot of people are saying, can I get a Metaverse for Christmas?
I'll be asking for the Bob Dylan edition.
I'm looking forward to the Neil Young NBA 2K, actually, where he's on the cover. And he's scoring, he's dunking. He's scoring threes. And Joni Mitchell is there
known
as well.
For threes.
She's famously known for threes. The Splash Brothers are actually the guys from the Kinks. As far as I'm concerned. They'll always be the Splash Brothers to me. I don't care if anyone else comes along. It's always whatever they were called. Ray and... Simon
Kink.
This is nice. It's like speaking to my grandparents.
Yeah, speaking to a couple people having a stroke.
I don't know the references. I don't know.
No,
it's great.
I suppose in 97 you don't know. You won't know the Kinks.
The Kinks.
We were born in the 90s. We were big on the Kinks in the 90s, weren't we? With their hits. Shana, let's twist again. It's probably them. Yeah. Probably them. I feel like I've lost the crowd here. I've lost, there's only three of us, and I've lost you both with this bit. I'd say we'd leave it, but let's go a little deeper. I'm looking forward to the WWE edition where you can unlock Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
as a character.
No, that's good,
you know,
isn't
you
it?
Know him. Yeah,
I'm glad they've brought him back because they've been doing these legends.
Yeah,
it's about
time
they brought back.
Yeah,
the King of Rock. He's King of Rock.
Rock. When you select his character, he dies on the toilet in the ring.
That's a special move.
Yeah, that's a special move.
That's one of those final finishes if you're on low health.
Yeah,
and you've got your Presley.
Yeah, just like can't pin me if I'm already dead on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That was his.
that was his final word.
That was his main song as well.
It was.
Yeah.
That was his hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't pin me if I'm already dead on the toilet.
Yeah. You can pin me if I'm already dead on the toilet.
Which was really interesting because he came out with that, didn't he? And then
that was his first song.
Yeah, and then people were going, okay, well, I'm not quite sure what the lyrics were. And then when he died, they were like, oh, well, he's a genius.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They did a really good rendition of it in the biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the latest biopic. Captured that very nicely.
Yeah, most of the film was him dying on the toilet, which I thought was quite beautiful. It was like a 3.5-hour film, and it was him going. It starts with the sort of prequel element, which was him saying, "I need the toilet," and it showed you like what he was eating and what he was taking, and then he most of it was just him on the toilet. Struggling,
really struggling,
really
banging, banging on the closed door for help.
It was, it was directed by the guy who did the was it 27 Hours? Franco, 127 Hours.
Danny, wasn't that Danny Boyle?
Yes,
directed it.
It was very intense, sort of a lot of close ups, very cramped.
Yeah, because the 127 Hours guy died on the toilet as well.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
sort of a Danny Boyle theme, like dudes that died on toilets.
Yeah, because he cut off his arm to free himself.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah,
he died
on the toilet.
He did.
Yeah, dysentery. And who else? What was the other? The fucking train spotting. There's a toilet scene where he drowns in the toilet, isn't there?
There is.
And that was, I took that to mean that character died in the toilet.
Yeah.
And the rest of the film was a dream.
Yeah. Sort of that reverie you have as you pass from this life into the next.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we should all go and try and die in the toilet now.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for that, Rob?
Yeah.
Because you're backed up massively from...
From the just the way that I go.
Yeah,
in general.
Exactly.
Actually, I should have gone at least 50 to 60 times since we started rolling on this.
So maybe we should go film that. No.
Yeah. You caught a die in the toilet.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't happen naturally, then we can sort of speed things along a little bit. Like we could, maybe like poison you, or like we might like hover like a grand piano over the cubicle, like in a cartoon, and then like snip the rope, and then it kind of comes down, you get squashed, and you technically die in the toilet. Because that was the thing about Elvis, is he did die on the toilet, but he died because a grand piano fell on his head while he was on the toilet.
But they don't tell you that, do they?
No, they don't. They skip that part. They're just like, oh, he died in the toilet.
Yeah.
That was just the location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that Danny Boyle was also going to do the James Bond film, the last one? And then they cut him out because he wanted to kill off Bond by having him die in the toilet.
No Time to Die on the Toilet.
Yeah, that was what the title was called.
In brackets, on the toilet.
Yeah. Mm. And the plot was going to be that he's sitting on the toilet, he's trying to go, which they never show in the films.
Mm-mm.
He's got to go at some point. He's always in a rush, but you never see him. When does he shit? When does anyone shit? I want to see the extended edition of all films, but cut in when they go for a shit. Like, because they've got to do it.
Yeah.
I can't be alone in thinking this. The Lord of the Rings, I watched the extended trilogy of The Lord of the Rings. When does Aragorn go to the toilet? Mm. What does he hoik up his cape?
No, never. It sort of takes away the realism of the...
I think that was the thing with Rings of Power. It was like...
Yeah.
They're finally going to show like all of the characters using the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. Like Sauron, like the eye of Sauron going to the toilet. Mm. It's quite quite visually spectacular, actually. I really like what they did.
Yeah, great effects there.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's go down the toilet.
Thank you so much, Rob. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Be an honour to pass away with you in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a pleasure.
Explain Yourself with Joe and Rory is a podcast by Joe Pearson and Rory Cargill. Find more at joeandrory.com.